All schools and universities will be closed, along with most shops, apart from supermarkets, banks, petrol stations and medical facilities. South Australians are required to stay home and wear masks when not at home. And only one person per household per day is allowed to leave the house to purchase food. The unprecedented restrictions will last for an initial 6 days. Epidemiologist Professor Raina McIntyre heads the biosecurity program at the Kirby Institute. She's been a constant figure in the media all year as the virus story has unfolded. I asked her what she thought of the severity of the South Australian lockdown.
We're basically going hard, going early, which is a good strategy. In Victoria, we saw the mask mandate coming, you know, at the peak of the epidemic. I think an early mask mandate can prevent a lot more disease than just waiting to see how bad it will get.
And what do you think about the six-day timeframe?
I'm sure they'll review it as it goes along. So if cases have declined to very low levels after 6 days, you know, they may relax it. But if they haven't, then they can extend it. So you really have to be able to see sustained decline of cases over at least a week before you know it's peaked.
We've been told that the strain linked to this outbreak has a very short incubation period and is infectious after only 24 hours. Is that a surprise to you?
You know, even in the Crossroads Hotel outbreak in New South Wales, a lot of people seemed to get infected the day after. They got ill the day after they went to the hotel. So it was a very short incubation period. The average incubation period is 12 days for SARS-CoV-2. So this has been observed before in some of these outbreaks where the incubation period is extremely short. So people go to the place where the spread has happened and they get sick very, very rapidly, you know, the next day or 2 days, which is much shorter than the average incubation period. The one explanation could be dose-response relationship, which is that, generally speaking, with most viruses, the higher the dose of the initial exposure, the incubation period could be shorter because you get a big dose of exposure. It comes on quicker. So that could be an explanation.
So that's quite a worrying explanation, really, isn't it, considering it was picked up in a fairly incidental fashion, it appears, from a Medi hotel.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard about these super spreading events. There's been quite a number of scientific publications about super spreading. So super spreaders are probably people who shed more virus than average. In terms of the theory that the hotel guard got it from touching a surface, there's no proof of that whatsoever, you know. The much more likely thing is that he got it from, aerosol transmission. There's now overwhelming evidence that the virus is transmitted through respiratory aerosols. So it's really about the air you breathe. And, you walk into an elevator in a hotel where someone who's got the infection has been in. That's a tiny little closed space with virtually no ventilation. You could easily get infected.
So are the procedures that are in place at the moment with hotel quarantine good enough, or are we going to see more and more outbreaks like this, do you think?
The majority of the cases that we're seeing now are travellers returning into quarantine and infected, because the pandemic today in the rest of the world is much, much worse than it was in March. So there's much more COVID around in the world. So we will continue to see infections coming in. So that's the source of infection coming into Australia, and they're in quarantine, so that's a very high-risk place where others could get infected. So, you know, I think there should be careful attention paid to ensuring there's minimal occupational risk to people who are working in that setting.
Epidemiologist Professor Raina McIntyre. She heads the biosecurity program at the Kirby Institute.